Today's shiur is a Masechta Gittin on Daf Pei Beis, starting with the new Perek, Hamagarish. Begins the Mishnah. Hamagarish es ishtoy. If someone divorces his wife, and we know it says in the Torah, in Dvorim Perek Chav Dalet, Pasuk Aleph, that a get is called a sefer krisis. It is a document which is koreis, it separates the husband from the wife. The Omar law, and he told his wife, Rashi says, Bishas Masira, at the time when he gave over the get to his wife, there was nothing written in the get to this effect, but he said when he gave her the get, Hare at muteres techol adam, elo leploini. With this document, you are now permitted to marry every person in the world, except for this certain individual. Rabbi Eliezer Matir v'chachamim oisrim. Rabbi Eliezer says that the get is considered a good get. She will not, of course, be able to marry that ploni, that person, who her husband said she is usher to, but everybody else in the world she will be permitted through the get. V'chachamim oisrim. The chachamim say that the get is not valid. The Gemara will have a machlokas. What the word Ella means. Does the word Ella mean chutz, that he was making, the Baal was making a shear in the get? He was making that the get would not be a total krisis. Chutz miploini, he meant to say, that this get is valid for everybody in the world except for one person. Or was he saying the get is good for everyone? And Ella means al tnai. It's only a valid get on condition that you do not marry that ploni. We will see in the Gemara what the difference is. It seems to come out to the same thing, that the get only helps her get married to everybody else in the world except for this one individual. We'll see in the Gemara that there is a difference between chutz and almanas. Whatever the word Ella means, whatever the case is, we have a machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim, whether she is mutter to everybody in the world through this get except for that one individual, or according to the Chacham, whom we paskin like, the get is invalid. Ketzad yaseh, what should the person do if he wants, according to the Chachamim, to validate the get? Yitlenu heimeno, he has to take it back from her, v'yachzer v'yitnenu lo, and he should give it back to her, v'yoymer lo, and he should say to her, Hare at muteres l'chol adam. Since the first time when he gave the get, it was not valid according to the Chachamim, he must take it back and give it again to her, and this time he should say that with this document, you are now mutter to everybody, and there is no exception. Even to that ploni, you are permitted to marry him because you are no longer connected to me in any way, even concerning that ploni. It is a total sefer krisis, and that's now why it is valid. Kasu b'toichai, continues the Mishnah. What happens if they wrote this in the get itself? The husband wrote that elo l'ploini. So the halacha is afal pisha chazer umachkoi pasul, even though he erased what he wrote, Ella Leploini. It is an invalid get, and the reason is because since at the inception of this get, it was not written correctly, there was something wrong with the get according to the Shita of the Chachamim, when he wrote in it Ella Leploini, therefore this can no longer serve as a proper divorce document, as a proper get, and it's not sufficient just to erase it, but rather he has to write an entire new get. Begins the Gemara. Iboilu, the Bnei Yeshiva, had a question. Hi, Ella. This word that the Mishnah used, Ella, what does it mean? As we mentioned the Mishnah, the Gemara Shal is chutzu. Does the word Ella mean that this is a good get for everybody in the world with the exception of that one individual? Oy amenasu. Or is it conditional? I'm giving you a get, but I have a condition attached to the get that you cannot marry, you cannot use this get to marry that individual. So the Gemara continues. Chutzu. Do I say Ella means chutz? Ube chutzu de pligi rabban and aled rab lezer. And the machlokas between the rabban and rab lezer is in the case of chutz. And what is the reason of the chachamim? The hashayr lo beget, because he gave a get which is matzahur to the whole world with one exception. He left over something in the get. It's not a total krisis. It's not a total separation, because concerning that one individual, he is still considered a husband of his wife. He is still connected to his wife, and therefore it's not a sefer krisis. If it's not a sefer krisis for one person, it's not considered a sefer krisis for anyone. It's an invalid get. So that's the sheet of the Chachamim who argue on Rabbi Eliezer. And we'll have to see later in the Gemara what in fact is the svar of Rabbi Eliezer. But the point is, Avil ba'almanas moidelei. But if it's a case where not of Elo, which means chutz, but in a case of a t'nai, he gives the get on the condition that you do not marry that individual, then the Chachamim will agree to Rabbi Eliezer that it is a valid get. Midi dehava kol t'nai d'alma. Just like we find by every other t'nai in the world, that any regular t'nai that he makes with his wife, and on that condition, if she fulfills the condition, the get is valid, the same as over here. Oidilmor, perhaps, the word Elo means almanas. Oidilmor almanasu. Uba almanasu to polig Rabbi Eliezer de Rabbanan. It's only in a case of almanas where Rabbi Eliezer argues under Rabbanan and says that here, by almanas, since it's only a condition, it is considered like any other condition, and the get is valid, and she's not allowed to marry that individual, but the get is valid. That's when the Rabbi Eliezer argues on the Chachamim. Aval b'chutz moide. But if it would have been a case of chutz, then Rabbi Eliezer would be moide the Chachamim that the get is invalid. Do hashayr lo beget, because he has left over something in the get, and he made an omission in the effect of the get, and therefore it's an invalid get. And that point, Rabbi Eliezer agrees to the Chachamim. So the Gemara Shaila is the word Elo, does it mean chutz? That's where the machloikus is, but almanas, the Rabbana will be muttered to Rabbi Eliezer that it is a valid get, or does the word Elo mean almanas? And it's only there that Rabbi Eliezer argues on the Chachamim, but by chutz, Rabbi Eliezer would be muttered to Chachamim that it's an invalid get. That's the Shaila of the Gemara. Amar Ravina, says Ravina, Toshima, come, and here I'll bring you a proof from a Mishnah, Mesechta Negoyim, Perikud Beis, Mishnah Aleph. The Mishnah says there, Kol Abatim Metame Ben Negoyim, the halacha that we find in Parshas Metzora, of Nigei Batim, that you can have a Negatzaras, not only on an individual, but even on a house. So the Mishnah there says that all the houses are Tomei. If they have negoyim, Elo shaloyv de kechavim. And here the Mishnah uses the word Elo. And what Ravina is trying to say is that whatever the word Elo means, negeya, the Mishnah in negoyim, it will have the same explanation here in the Mishnah in Masechta Gittin. So let's analyze it, says Ravina. I amrat bishlam chutzu shaper. If the word Elo in negoyim, in Masechta Negoyim, means chutz, then it's very good. In other words, kol abatim etamim ben egoyim, chutz shalayv yichavim. Oiv yichavim is not etam, as the Gemara later is going to learn it out, because the pasuk uses a word of achuzaschem. It's only your achuza, not that which belongs to a goy. Eli amrit almanasu, but if you're going to say the mission in egoyim, when it used the word el, it meant on condition, so we don't understand that condition. It does not make sense. As the Gemara now continues to explain, and the Gemara is offering two reasons why this cannot be the pshat there, Masechta and the Goy. Number one, are you telling me that's the pshat? It's only on condition that the Goyisha houses do not become Tomei, who the Metame Bat Yisrael, that's the only time when the Bat Yisrael will become Tomei? Are you saying that Hamitme Bati Avd Yechavim Loi Metame Bati Yisrael? That if in fact that condition was not met and the Gentile houses became Tamei, then the Jewish houses would not become Tamei? Where do we find such a condition that Bati Yisrael are dependent on the Tumah of Bati Akum And if Bati Akam are tummy, the Bati Yisrael are not tummy. And only if the Bati Akam are not tummy, that's the only time when the Bati Yisrael are tummy? V'oid, and another question that the Gemara asks, you seem to indicate that it's a condition which lends us to believe that Bati Oiv Yichav could have Tumah. That's not true. V'oid, Bati Oiv Yichav, mi metame. Are they then metame? V'atani, we learned in the Braisa, V'nasati nega tzaras bebeis eretz achuzaschem. I will place a nega tzaras in your houses that you possess. And we learn, as the Torah Tumim explains, from the extra letters Chaf Mem, in your eretz achuzaschem, Eretz achuzaschem metame ben goyim. However, ve'ein bati oved kechavim metame ben goyim. But what doesn't belong to you, houses of the oved kechavim, even in Eretz Yisrael, are not metame ben goyim. So it's impossible to have a condition that Jewish homes have negat saras only if the goyish homes don't have, which would indicate that it's possible that the goyish homes would have. That's not true. Gentile homes in Eretz Yisrael never have a negat saras. Must be that when the Mishnah in the Goyim used the word Elo, it meant chutz. So too says Ravina in our Mishnah. When the Tana used the word Elo, it must mean chutz. Elo shmamino, chutzu shmamino. We see that the word Elo means chutz in Mesach the Goyim, and Huadin over here in Mesach the Gittin, the word Elo means chutz. And therefore, although the Ramban here in the Sugya tells us a chiddush, that the Chachamim who argue on Rabbi Eliezer, according to the Maskon of the Gemara, argue both Bechutz and Balmanas. The Pashtus is not like that, and Rav Rishonim do not learn like the Ramban, but they learned like the Mahalach of the Gemara here, that if the Machloikis is in Chutz, it's not in Almanas, and if the Machloikis is in Almanas, it's not in Chutz. And since we've proven from the Mishnah in the Goyim that the word Elah means Chutz, comes out that the machloikis between Rabbi Elazar and the Chacham is only in Chutz, but if it would be in Almanas, then the Rabbanu would be mitzvah to Rabbi Elazar that the get is a valid get. Tosfos here in Divrei HaMaskil HaMegarish wants to understand, in fact, bottom line, what is the difference between Almanas and Chutz? It comes out that she's allowed to marry everybody in the world except for this one individual. So if the Chachamim hold that by Chutz it's a possible get, why would they be moited to Rabbi Elazar by Almanas? So Tosfos first wants to say that Almanas is speaking where he said on condition that you don't marry the Pliny. But concerning living with Pliny, biznus, then you would be allowed to. In other words, the krisis is effective for the whole world. The only thing I'm saying is that I don't want you to marry that individual, but you can live with that individual, and there would be no isser of ashes ish in your relationship, because even for that individual, I am making this a valid get. I'm just not making it a valid get concerning Nisuin. I'm making a condition that you shouldn't marry him. So if so, it is considered a total krisis. But Einachanami Toysis in the Hava Minas says that if it would be Almanas that you shouldn't marry him and Almanas that you shouldn't live with him in the Znus of a Pnuya either, you should totally not have any relationship with him, then ain't the chanami that the chachamim would hold that it is something defective with the get. It's not a total krisis, because I am prohibiting you from having any relationship with that individual. However, in the middle of Tosfos, Tosfos brings down the Ri, and the Ri says that actually there is no nafkamina between Almanas that you shouldn't marry him, or Almanas that you shouldn't live with him either. And in all cases, the Chachamim hold that Almanas will be effective get as opposed to Chutz. And what is the Svora to be Mechalik? Because if I'm saying Chutz miPloini, then the Pshat is inherently in the get itself, there is a shear. I'm not making a total krisis in the get itself. I'm only doing it for the whole world, except for that one individual. Concerning that one individual, you're still considered married to me. If you're still considered married to me concerning this one individual, then it's not called the get krisis. Then the chacham hold, it's not valid for anyone. However, if I say amanas, and even if I say amanas, that you shouldn't marry him and you shouldn't have any relationship with him either. You shouldn't live with him business of iser pnuya either. But according to Tysus, Tysus Svora is that there it's not inherent in the get itself, but rather, it's an outside t'nai. The get is a get kairis for the whole world, and I'm making almanas like I would make almanas for any other condition that I would want my wife to do in order to make the get effective. So there's a chilik whether it's inherent in the get itself, like chutz, or whether it's something outside of the get, like a t'nai. The Ran points out that although Rashi over here says, the first Rashi on the Gemara says, Amanash shaloi tenasi l'ploini. So it would seem that Rashi holds like Tosfos in the Havamina. The Ran says that lav dafka, Rashi didn't mean to state that only by shaloi tenasi, but hu adin, Rashi would hold like the Ri, like the Maskon of Tosfos, that any almanas is different than chutz, even if it's almanash shaloi tenasi, and that you should not live with him. And Almanas works according to the Chachamim. The Chacham only argue with Rab Lezer when it comes to Chutz, but they're moida by Almanas that the get is valid. Continues the Gemara, Masnisin to like high Tana. Our mission is not like the Tana that we learned in a Brisa. The Sanya, I'm Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Yehuda. Lo nechlik Rab Lezer Chachamim ala megarsh es ishtoi va'omar lo harei at muteres l'chol adam chutz miploini she'ena megareshes. Here the Brisa doesn't use the word Ella. Here the Brisa is very clear what he is using when he gives over the get, what wordage he's using. He's using the word chutz. So if he uses the word chutz, then there's no machloikas. Rabbi Lezer doesn't argue against the chachamim when it comes to chutz. The halacha is she'ena megareshes. Since there's a shear, since it was not a complete severance between the husband and the wife, therefore Rabbi Lezer agrees with the chachamim that she's not megareshes. Aman echliku, where is the machloikas between Rabbi Lezer and the chachamim? Al megaresh ishto, if someone divorces his wife, v'amalani, said to her, Harei at muteres l'chol adam, you are permitted to every person, almanas on the condition, shaloi tenas l'ploini, that you do not marry that certain person. As we turn to Daf Pei Beis Amid Beis, Rab Lezer matur l'chol adam chutz mois ish. Rab Lezer holds that the get is valid for everyone except concerning that individual, that she's not allowed to marry him. B'chamim oisur man d'chamim prohibited. So this says the Chachamim hold that it's not a valid get whatsoever when you use the word almanas, just like by chutz, everyone holds it's not a valid get. Even by almanas, the Chachamim hold it's also not valid. On that, Rabbi Lezer disagrees and he holds it is valid, except she can't marry that person. So what the Gemara is saying is that according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda in the Brisa, it is clear that the machloikas is by almanas, but by chutz, everybody's mited that the get is not a valid get. So we understood our Mishnah, Ella means chutz. The machloikas is by chutz, but by almanas, the rabbanon are mited Rabbi Lezer. And in the Brisa, we see just the opposite. The machloikas is by almanas, and by chutz, Rabbi Lezer is mited chachamim, that the get is not a valid get. And now the Gemara wants to know, my time with the Rabbi Lezer. According to the Brisa, what is the tam of Rabbi Lezer that he holds that this t'nai, almanas, is a valid get? It comes out that she's not allowed to marry this individual. So l'chayrit should be like chutz, that it should be a possible get. The Gemara answers, midi dehavei kol t'nai de'alma. Rabbi Lezer says this is like any other t'nai. As we explained before, it's not something lacking in the get itself. The get itself is 100% valid. It's kairoser from the whole world. It's on condition that she doesn't marry someone. That's chutz. That's outside of the realm of the get. Like any other t'nai, Mimela Rabbi Lezer holds it's good. What do the Rabbanan hold? Rabbanan kol t'nai da'alma, loishar lebeget. By any other t'nai, it's she has to do something in order for the get to be effective. But there's no shear in the get itself. You didn't leave over anything in the get itself to make them still connected one to another. But here, this tnai, which affects marriage and which does not allow her to marry that ploini, hacha, this tnai is tantamount to shir la beget. It comes out that you left an omission in the get. You left something over. It is something that the get doesn't cover. It doesn't cover ploini. Legabi ploini, she can't marry him. So even though it's said in the language of almanas, but it's tantamount to chutz, and therefore here chachamim hold this tnai is invalidates the get, and the get is not acceptable. Says the Gemara further, Umas nisan our Mishnah, du kim de b'chutz. We explained that since the Mishnah used the word Ella, and from the Mishnah in the Gemara we saw that Ella means chutz, so the machlokes Rabbi Lezer and the Chum is by chutz, my time at Rabbi Lezer. So what in fact is this for of Rabbi Lezer? How could Rabbi Lezer say that chutz is a kosher get? L'chayrin is a shear in the get. If the get itself says that you can marry everybody except ploini, Amar Rabbi Yana, Mishum Zaken Echad. Rabbi Yana said in the name of a certain Zaken, Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, the Yatzami base of a Holch of a Hoysalisha Acher, that when he gives her a get, she will leave his house, and she will go, and she will be, she will get married, she will have Havaya with Ish Acher, one other person. And Rabbi Lezer understands the Pasuk to mean, Afilu Lohi Tiro, even if the get only permits her to marry one other person. In other words, even if he said in the get that this get is valid chutz from the whole world, it's only good for one person, for one ishachar. In other words, that's the greatest shear in a get that you could have. And yet, based on this pasuk, the way Rabbi Lezer interprets the pasuk, that will be a valid get. So the Torah is telling us there's no problem with having a shear in the get, as long as the get accomplishes something even for one person. V'rabbanan, what's the svar of the Rabbanan? How do they darshan the pasuk, v'yatzim beis of a holch of hoysa lishachar, and the next three words in the parentheses, we are not go-race. V'rabbanan, hai-ish, l'chol ish v'ish, as the Tosfos of Rosh explains. Not like we learned before in Rabbi Lezer that it's one person, but rather the word ish means any ish, v'hoysel ish acher, each and every ish, in other words, any ish he can get married to. That's the only time the get is valid, but if there is a shear in the get, it passels the get. V'Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rabbi Yochanan gives a different pasuk for the rationale for Rabbi Lezer. Time at Rabbi Lezer, the reason of Rabbi Lezer, mehocha. It says, by Yisurei Kohuna, ve'isha grusha me'isha lo yikachu, that a woman who's a grusha from her husband, the kohen should not take as a wife. And the question is, why does the Torah have to say that she's divorced from her husband? Of course, she's divorced from her husband. The Torah should have said, ve'isha grusha lo yikachu. So therefore we learn out, afilu loy nizgarsha, elo miisha. Rabbi Lezer understands this pasuk to be teaching us that even though she's only divorced from her husband, that's the only function that the get had, that it made her divorce from her husband, but she's not allowed to marry anyone in the world. As Rashi explains, he said, "Hare at megureshes." The third line of Rashi, "Mimeni ve'i at muteres l'chol adam." You're not mutter to anybody. You're just divorced from me. So really, it's not a divorce at all. But that is called, says Rashi, "Zehu reyach aget." It has a smell of a get, and that's enough to passel by kohuna. So the halacha is back to the Gemara. Afilu l'nizgash el misha. That's why the pasuk added the word me'isha. If that's all that the get accomplishes, nifsula min kohana, she's pasuled from kohana. Alma havigita. So we see that a get that only accomplishes to divorce her from her husband does not permit her to anyone in the world is a get. So certainly, if you have a case where she's permitted to one person in the world, it's a good get, or she's permitted to everybody in the world except for one person, that's certainly a good get, says Rabbi Lezer. V'Rabbanan, Rabbanan say, you can't bring me a raya from the pasuk that's speaking about Isuri Kuna, because Isur Kuna is shiny. As Rashi explained, since the Torah was marba many mitzvahs to a kayin, therefore, reyach get concerning a kohen, he's not allowed to take a woman who has such a type of get. But legabe hilchas gitten, it's not going to work. Tosfos points out in Divrei HaMaskil Afilu that l'chayra, Rabbi Lezer has to be moited to the svara. Would Rabbi Lezer in fact consider a case of Reyach HaGet where he said, you're only divorced from me, but you're not mutter to anyone in the world, that woman would be megureshes? For example, if the husband died without children, would we think for a moment that there is no mitzvah yibim? Of course there's a mitzvah yibim, because Avadish, Rabbi Lezer would be moited, Tosfos assumes, that she's not considered legally divorced from her husband. So what's Takedah Svor of Rabbi Lezer? So Tosfos says that Avadar Rabbi Lezer's moida, that there's a special chumra by a kohen because he was commanded with many mitzvahs, that the Torah said even Reyach HaGet prohibits such a woman that she's called legabe a kohen as being a grusha. But Rabbi Lezer's svara is that if we wouldn't find that a shear in a get still does not invalidate the get, but rather the get is kosher, if the halacha would be that if the husband says you're divorced to only one person and to the rest of the world you're not divorced, if there the halacha would be that it's not a good get, then we couldn't say that Reyach HaGet should be a psul by a kohen. The Torah would never have said that where she is divorced only in the sense that she's divorced from her husband, but she's not permitted to marry anyone else in the world, that even should be considered Reyach HaGet to Asur Tar Kohen. That could only be if by a regular Yisrael, if she is divorced at least from one person, that is considered a valid get. That's the only time that Reyach HaGet would work by an Isser Kohana. So Rabbi Lezer's moited that Isser Kohana is a Chumra, but Rabbi Lezer has a Svara that itself proves that a get, even given to one person, must be a valid get. So Rabbi Lezer comes out, has two psukim, either from V'yotza mi'beis of Halchav HaHoytza l'ish acher, that even to one person, if the get is valid, it's an acceptable get, or from Isurei Kuna, we learn out that shear in a get is not a problem according to the Svar of Rabbi Lezer. Continues the Gemara. Boy, Rabbi had a question. B'kiddushin hey, what would be, as Rashi explains, if he said by kiddushin a similar thing to our Mishnah by Gittin, he said, Hiskatchali La'eser l'chol adam chutz miploini, what is the din that through this kedushin, which normally the kedushin would affect that you become an ashes ish and you're also to the whole world, but he said with the exception of one person, what is the halacha there? To boil a Rabbi Lezer, to boil a Rabbanit. This would be a question according to Rabbi Lezer. It would also be a question according to Rabbanit. To boil a Rabbi Lezer, this would be a question according to Rabbi Lezer. Ad kan l'kamer Rabbi Lezer hocha. When does Rabbi Lezer say that if you make a get to everybody in the world except for one person, that it's considered a valid get? Ela mishum d'chsivi kroy. Because we had psukim, as Rashi brings down, the two psukim that we had. One is la'ish acher, and the second one is grusha me'isha, which we learned from Isurei Kohana. So there are psukim. Avol hasan by kedushin, kinyan ma'alya be'inan. There, we need to have a valid kedushin, that she should be, it's only a good kedushin, perhaps, since we don't have psukim otherwise, it's only a good kedushin if she becomes usher through the kedushin to the entire world. Or Dilmar, perhaps in Rabbi Lezer we could declare that maybe v'yotza v'haisa, since we have a hekish in the pasuk of v'yotza mebeis v'halcha v'haisa, so we're makish throughout Masech the Gittin, throughout Shas. We're makish havai liyitzia. We're makish kedushin to gerushin. Since it's written in the same pasuk, so whatever dinim we find by gittin will apply by kedushin. And since by gittin Rabbi Lezer holds a shear and a get does not invalidate the get, who adim by kedushin a shear, an omission in a kedushin that she's not usher to one person will not invalidate the kedushin. It's a bona fide kedushin. So that's the shaila according to Rabbi Lezer. To boil the Rabbanan, we'll have the same question according to Rabbanan, who hold that chutz If there's a shear in a get, it's a possible get. Ad kan lekama rabbanan hocha. When did the rabbanan say that it's a possible get? Ella debin increases v'leka, because the Torah said you need safer creases. It has to be severed, the relationship, totally. There cannot be any shear. There cannot be any omission. Aval hasim over there by kedushin. We do not find that the Torah requires that there has to be a Isser through the Kedushin to the entire world. Perhaps Kinyan Kaldu, it's enough to have even a slight Kinyan, even if it makes her attached to her husband, not concerning everybody in the world. Oydilmor, perhaps, even according to Chachamim, again, the Yatzav Isa, we have, we're Makish Havayel Yitzia. And just like by Gittin, where it says Sefer Krisis, a Shear and a Get is not a valid Get, Huadin by Kedushin, even though we don't find it Mefurish, but we'll learn out through a Hekish that a Kedushin has to be across the board. She has to become Osir to everybody in the world, and she cannot be Osir to some people and not to others. That is the Shaila which Rav Abba had, both by, according to Rav Lezer and according to Chacham, Lebosser di Boile. After he had this question, Hadar Pashta, he was poshut to Shaila, he resolved the question, Bein Rav Lezer, Bein Rabbanan, according to Rav Lezer and Rabbanan, Beinah v'yatzav ha'isa, it is required to have v'yatzav ha'isa, and whatever you hold by Yitzia, by Get, you'll hold by Havaya, by v'hoisa, by Kedushin, and therefore, according to Rabbanan, a shear in a Get invalidates the Get. Therefore, by Kedushin, a shear in the Kedushin invalidates the Kedushin. According to Rabbi Eliezer, a shear in the Get does not invalidate the Get. It is a good Get for the rest of the world, except she cannot marry that person who he set chutz on. Hu adin v'hoisa, we learn out through the Hekish, that a shear, an omission in Kedushin, that she's not osir to everybody in the world, does not invalidate the Kedushin. She is considered Mikdesha, she is an Ashes Ish, even though it's not making her prohibited to the entire world. Amar Abaya, says Abaya, Im Timtzeloimer Isla Rababo, if you're going to say what Rabbi Abba says is correct. In other words, that according to Rabbi Lezer, that just like a shear in a get is not a problem, it does not invalidate the get, hu adin, an omission in Kedushin, does not invalidate the Kedushin. So therefore, for example, if Reuven would say that I want to get married to this woman, and she should be usher to the whole world with the exception of my brother Shimon, according to what Rav Abba said in Rav Elezer, there's no problem with having a shear in Kedushin, and that's why, since there's no problem in having a shear in Kedushin, it is considered a valid Kedushin. So Abaya said, if that is so, let's analyze the following case. Bo Reuven v'kitsha chutz mishimon. Reuven came and he was Makadish, the woman, with the exception, she's not Osir on my brother Shimon. Ubo Shimon, and Shimon came, v'kitsha, and he was Makadish, the same woman, chutz mi Reuven, that she's not Osir on my brother Reuven. And then Umesu Shneim, they both died without children. The halacha will be Misya Bemis Levi, that Levi can make Yibum on his sister-in-law, who's even though she was married to both Reuven and Shimon, and they both died without children. What's the chiddush here? Ve'ein ani kairaba eisha shtei mesa. We don't say that she is a wife of two deceased brothers. Rashi brings down in Divrei Amaschil ve'ein ani kairaba eisha shtei mesim, that this is based on a Gemara in Yevam, Mistaf Lamed Aleph Amid Beis. There were Shloisha Achim, three brothers. One of them died. The second one, instead of doing Yibim, he died without children, the first one. The second one, instead of doing Yibim, did Mimer, which is a Kedushin Midrabanan. It's not Bia. He didn't consummate the Yibim with the Yevama, but rather he did Mimer, which makes her, the Yevama, connected to Shimon, the second brother, only Midrabanan. Then he likewise died without children, and now she falls to Levi. The halacha is that Levi cannot do Yibim. Choletzes v'loim es yabemes. What's the reason? We learned this from a pasuk, because the pasuk says, by yibum umeis echad mihem. One of the brothers dies, yivam yavay aleo, then the yavam can make yibum with the yivama. We learn out, misha aleo zikas yavam echad, v'loish aleo zikas shnei yivamin, kigoin zu. I'm reading the Rashi inside. So in other words, if Shimon would have made Yibum, total Yibum, not Mimer, then she leaves Ruvain's Rishus. She becomes totally the wife of Shimon. When Shimon dies, she's married to Shimon through Yibum, and then Levi would make Yibum on Shimon's wife. However, now that Shimon did Mimer, so Mimer is not effective to totally remove her relationship with Reuven. So she's considered still there. When Shimon subsequently dies and she falls to Levi, she is coming to Levi through a Zika from Reuven, because that relationship with Reuven never got severed, because Shimon didn't make Yibum in her. Shimon only did Mimer. It's enough, the Mimer, to make her connected to Shimon as well as Reuven. But now when she falls to Levi, she's falling both from Reuven, whose connection to his wife is still there, and she's falling to Levi from Shimon. So she's coming from two Mesim. So since she's coming from two Mesim, the Torah says, Umeis Echad Meyem. Then Yivam Yavila. The whole mitzvah of Yivam is only if she's coming from one Mes, not from two. So now, the Gemara is telling us, Abai is saying, don't think that in our case here, it's also a Yavama from Shnei Mesim. It's not. In other words, what's our case? Where Reuven married this woman and he ossered her on the whole world except for Shimon. And Shimon married her and ossered her on the whole world except for Reuven. So she's not considered an Eisha Shnei Mesim. Now, when they both died without children, she falls to Levi. Because, as the Gemara is going to explain, the Nisuin of Shimon didn't accomplish anything. The Nisuin of Reuven, according to what Rab Abba said in Rab Lezer, according to Rab Lezer, if Rab Lezer holds a shear in Gittin is not a problem, so a shear in Kedushin is not a problem. Therefore, when Reuven said that I am marrying her and ushering her on the whole world, except for my brother Shimon, he made a shear. He made an omission in his Kedushin that she's not an Eishes Ish concerning his brother Shimon, according to what Rav Abba said in Rav Lezer, that's a valid Kedushin. So she is married to Reuven. But now when Shimon comes along and does the same thing and says that she's married to me, to Asaron, the whole world, with the exception of my brother Reuven, he has not added any dimension of Isser in his marriage. Because to the whole world, she was already Asaron from Reuven. And the only person who Shimon could have prohibited her on was Reuven, but he didn't prohibit her on Reuven. He said she's not prohibited on Reuven. So Shimon, in actuality, has not accomplished anything through his Nisuin to this woman. And therefore, when she falls to Levi, she's only falling from Reuven and she's not falling from Shimon. That's what the Gemara says here. The Ein Ani, let's go over what Abaye said. Amar Abaye, Imtim Shloimer, Isil the Rab Abba. Rab Abba, according to Rab Lezer, that there's no problem with Shir B'Kedushin, Bo Reuven V'Kitcha Chutz Mishimon. Very good. That's a good Kedushin. Ubo Shimon V'Kitcha Chutz Mirevin. Umeisushneim, both brothers died without children. Misyabemis Levi, here Levi will make Yib, not Chalitza. The Aina Nikoriba Aisha Shnei Mesim. I don't say this is the case like Yavamis Lamed Alpha Mabez that Rashi brought down, where it would be considered Aisha Shnei Mesim. My time, what's the reason? Why isn't it? She's married to Reuven and Shimon. No. Kedusha de Reuven Ahanu, Kedusha de Shimon Lahanu. The Kedusha of Reuven accomplished something, the Kedusha of Shimon did not accomplish anything. The Ella asked the Gemara, Eishnei Mesim, Hechi Meshkachas La. As Rashi explains, not the Gemara doesn't want to know what's the case of Eishnei Mesim from Yavam Islam et al. From a base. What the Gemara is asking is, where in the context of what Rab Abba said in the name of Rab Lezer, where would we find a case of Eishes Shnei Meisim? The answer is, there is still a possible case. Kigoyin, Shebar Reuven v'kitcha chutz mishimen. The case starts off the same as the previous case. Reuven came and was Makadoshur. She's also to the whole world with the exception of Shimon. So that's a valid Kedushin, according to Rav Abba's interpretation of Rav Lezer. Ubo Shimon, v'kitcha stam. And Shimon came along and he was stam Makadoshur. He didn't say chutz mi Reuven. So the Kedusha Reuven ahana, the Kedusha Reuven helped Lemisra Alma. She's now usher to the whole world, not to Shimon. The Kedusha to Shimon ahana. So Shimon was allowed to marry her because Reuven didn't usher her on him. And when Shimon married her, he said that she's usher on everybody, even Reuven, my brother. So the Kedusha to Shimon ahana Lemisra Reuven. So then it comes out that Reuven accomplished something with his Kedusha. And Shimon accomplished something with his Kedushin, because she's usher at least on the brother Reuven. Memela, now that she's, the Kedushin of Reuven were valid because they accomplished Isser. And the Kedushin of Shimon were valid because they accomplished Isser. Memela, she is an Eishes Shnei Meisim. Memela, if they would both die without children, she would fall to Levi. Levi would not be able to make Yibum, because this is a case of Eishes Shnei Meisim, and Levi would have to make Chalitza. Continues the Gemara, boy, Abai had a question. Oh my law, before the Mesiris again, he said to her, Hare at muteris l'chol adam chutz meruvim v'shimen. You're mutter to the whole world through this get, with the exception of Reuven v'shimen. V'chaz v'yomer law, and then he changed his wording before the get was given to her. V'yomer law, and he said to her, l'ruvim v'shimen. The get has been given to Reuven v'shimen. Mahu, what is the din in this halacha? Me Amrin in my Dasashar. Do I say that what he prohibited before now he permitted? Oy Dilma Maida Usar Shara Umaida Shara Usar. Or did he do a flip? What he made Usar before he now made permitted, and what he permitted before he now made Usar. So Toisus, the last Toisus on the Daf, says, Kol Hachbaya Misuk Mishapar Afkara Bonit. The Shail of Abaya here is according to Rabbi Lezer. And order, also according to Rabbanan. Let us see the Shaila first according to Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer holds that if you give a get and you say chutz, that this get is effective except for, like our case, Reuven and Shimon, the halacha is she's allowed to marry anybody in the world, with it's a valid get, she cannot marry Reuven and Shimon. So the Gemara Shaila is, if later he changed his mind and he said Reuven v'Shimon, did he mean to say that previously I had said chutz mi Reuven and Shimon? Now I retract. Now I want Reuven and Shimon also to get the heter that they can marry her. If so, it'll be a valid get, and not only will she be able to marry everyone with the exception of Reuven and Shimon, according to Rabbi Lezer, she'll be even able to marry Reuven and Shimon as well. Or, according to Rabbi Lezer, do I say, as Rashi explains on the Pei Gimel Amid Aleph, that there was a flip? It's still a case of chutz. Before the chutz was chutz from Reuven and Shimon. Now Reuven and Shimon are the ones who the get will be effective for. They will be able to marry her, and the rest of the world will not be able to marry her. He's just flipping it. That's the shaila according to Rav Lezer, according to the Chachamim. Whenever there's a chutz, it's an invalid get. So in the case of Reuven v'Shimon chutz, it's an invalid get. Then he changed his mind and he said Reuven and Shimon. So how do I interpret his words? Do I say that what he prohibited before he now permitted, which means she's now permitted to the whole world plus Reuven and Shimon, including Reuven and Shimon? If so, according to Racham, it will now be a valid get. Or do I say that he made a flip? Before the chutz was chutz from Reuven and Shimon, and the Racham say that's an invalid get, and now the chutz is the rest of the world. Again, it'll be an invalid get, according to the Chacham. That's the Shaila, if it's going according to the Chacham. And now the Gemara says, Im Timtzu Loimer, if you will tell me, in the first Shaila, that my daughter Shara, that what he had originally prohibited, he now made Mutter. And Mimela, both according to the Chacham and according to Rab Lezer, she will now become Mutter to the whole world, including Reuven Shimon, and the rest of the world, because there's no Shear. So the Chacham will hold as a valid get. It'll be mutter to everyone. In that case, if that's what you're going to tell me, how we interpret his words, what happens if he started out by saying she's mutter to the whole world except Reuven and Shimon, and then he changed his wording and he says that she's also, that LeRuven, that to Reuven, Mao, what's the din over there? Do I say that what he meant to say is LeRuven v'hu adin l'Shimon? He meant to say that I'm being matter to the whole world plus Reuven, and I mean Reuven and Shimon. He only said Reuven. V'hadikarma l'Reuven mishum de pasach bay. He meant like Reuven, etc. I start, you know, that before I said except for Reuven and Shimon. So now including Reuven. What I mean including Reuven v'chulu, etc. That's the name I started with in the exception. So now I'm saying there's no exceptions at all. If that would be the halacha, then it would be a valid get according to the Chacham and according to Rabbi Elazar for everybody. Oy dilma, or do I say LeRuven Dafka, that if he now says Reuven, he means only Reuven. And then it will come out that according to Rabbi Elazar, it's a get to everyone in the world, including Reuven. The only exception is Shimon. According to the Rabbanan, since there's a chutz here, if I give this interpretation that he means only to include Reuven in the heter of the get and not Shimon, so there's a chutz of one person, according to the Chachamim, that's a shear in the get. A shear in the get invalidates the get. And that's how we would possibly like the Chachamim, that the get is possible. The intim tzolim, if you're going to tell me in this second shal that we just posed, that LeRuven Dafka, that Itake meant only Reuven to be included in the heter. And therefore, according to Ablezer, it'll be mutter to the whole world, including Reuven, but Shimon will be us. According to Rabbanu, which we paskin like, it'll be an invalid get because it includes a shear. So there won't be any suffix here. We'll know for sure if we go with this Imtin Tzolaymer that it is an invalid get according to Chum, the way we paskin. So what happens if L'Shimon, he says to Shimon, this, he starts off the same way that she's mutter to the whole world except Reuven and Shimon. Then he says L'Shimon, Mao, what did he mean by that? Did he mean L'Shimon, V'uadin L'Reuven? He really meant Shimon and Reuven. I, V'haidukamer Shimon, I only said Shimon, M'shum desolik minei. Because that was the last one he had said originally, it's a good get for everybody except Reuven and Shimon. And now he says, and Shimon. So he meant that name that I ended with, I'm retracting everything that I said concerning the exceptions. There's no exceptions from top to bottom. And I'm starting with the bottom from the name that I ended, but I mean both. And then Mela, if that's the case, then it'll be a valid get, according to Rabbi Elazar and according to Chachamim, because everybody's included. There's no chutz. Or Dilmore, do I say L'Shimon Dafke, that Shimon is Dafke? Even if I say, in the first case, Reuven is Dafke, I have a Shiloh. What happens if I use the second name? Do I mean then both Reuven and Shimon are included? Or do I mean only Shimon's included and Reuven's not included? According to Rabbi Elazar, it'll be a good get for everyone except Reuven. And according to Chacham, it's not a good get for anyone because you can't have any exceptions. You can't have any chutz. And now Rav Ashi has a final question. Boy, Rav Ashi, what happens if after he said, chutz mi Reuven v'Shimon, he said, af l'Shimon, mahu? What's the halacha there? What did he mean with saying af? Did he mean af a Reuven koi? That he meant, originally I said that it's a good get except for Reuven and Shimon, and now I'm saying even on Shimon, meaning that Reuven, of course, I want to include the get, and even Shimon. Oy dilmo af almakoi, he meant to say, the whole world, I'm being matter her too. Originally, I had said an exception, Reuven and Shimon, and now, you know what? Not only the whole world, but even Shimon. But Reuven still stays that the get is not good for him. And according to Chachamim, it's a shear in the get. And therefore, it will be a possible get. The halacha is teiku, tishbi yitar, it's kushishbi boy is. So the Rajba brings down for Rabbeinu Chananel that what the Gemara means to say here is that there is a teiku, meaning that all the shailas that we had before, the halacha is that it is a suffik get. However, the Rambam shita is that wherever the Gemara says imtim tzolaymer, it means that's the way the Gemara holds at the end of the sugya. And therefore, as we go through the various shailas, wherever the Gemara said imtim tzolaymer, the halacha will be that we know clearly whether it is a good get, whether there was a shear in the get or there was not a shear in the get. If we say it means only Imtim Tzolaim, it means only Reuven, so then it means there was a shear in the get, and therefore, according to Chachamim, the halacha is that it's pasul. And if he meant in the first case, Shal of the Gemara, that what he assered, he was now being matur. So he had originally said chutz from Reuven and Shimon, and now he meant to include Reuven and Shimon. He didn't mean to make a flip. He just meant to include Reuven and Shimon in the heter. So therefore the halacha will be, it's a valid get. So according to the Rambam, as you go through the sugya here, whenever the Gemara says Imtim Tzolaim, it means the Gemara is taking a position, and therefore there is no suffix, and it's either a vaday get or it's vaday not a get. However, the last two cases, the case of where he says Shimon, and the case where he says Av Shimon, those two questions, we don't have an Imtim Tzolaim. So Ein Echanami, even the Rambam is moided that the halacha is teku, that it's a suffix gerushin. However, the Rambam is mechulik under Rabbeinu Chananel, that not all the cases that we have here are a suffix. The only suffix are the last two, which didn't involve an Imtim Tzolaim. But all the cases where we had where there was an Imtim Tzolaim, as you go through the sugi, will either be vada yes a get, or vadai not a get, according to the shita of the Rambam.